Right now, we got to bring in our guy, Patrick Chung. Patrick, it's Lou and Chris Price from WEI.com. And I'm just wondering how the week went coming off of the tough loss against San Francisco. And you're walking into a team that's 2-12. And I'm sure Bill Belichick's trying to explain to you how great they are in all three phases. How's it been for a week of practice getting ready for this one?
Good, man. You just got to bounce back, play hard. I mean, execute. I mean, they have good athletes. See, I mean, you're right. They have a good app out there. I mean, forget their record. We're going to play football.
I imagine you guys saw a lot of film of Chad Henne this week, and we've written about this a couple of times, and it's been talked about a couple of times, that Henne's put together some pretty impressive performances against the New England defense. What are your impressions? What are you seeing on film of him and the way he's getting acclimated to those two young receivers, Cecil Shorts and Justin Blackmon?
Yeah, he's doing good, actually, man. We watch him. He's a good quarterback. Not like we thought he was bad or anything. He's a good quarterback. He makes good throws, and he's doing a lot of good things for him right now. So when he got to play, you got to play him like he's a, you know, NFL Hall of Fame quarterback, because, you know, he can definitely hurt us.
You saw an uptick in playing time last week against the 49ers. How are you feeling right now going into this key stretch, the final couple of games of the regular season, going into the postseason? Are you where you want to be both mentally and physically?
Yeah, I feel good, man. Just always got to be ready. If my number's called, I'm in there. Whoever's number's called, we'll be ready to play. You know, just got to – can't worry about things you can't control, man. Just got to work hard and keep working hard, stay consistent, and then just get on the field.
You know, you guys have done a much better job here in this last few weeks as far as big plays, giving them up. I know last week there was a couple one-possession touchdown passes to Crabtree, but overall, much better play. You got a couple guys in Cecil Shorts who's really – had a great run here recently, and Justin Blackmon that sort of woke up. I'm sure a lot of film, a lot of study on these two guys can make some big plays.
Yeah, they're definitely playmakers, man. I mean, they're both one's fast and quick and deep threat, and one's still a deep threat, and he's stronger and bigger, you know. So they pose two different kinds of threats. They're two different kinds of players, but they're definitely dangerous.
We've talked about this a few times over the course of the year, but so much of the success back in the secondary is about building continuity and building reps alongside guys and getting to know their tendencies and strengths and weaknesses and learning how to work together. You guys have had a lot of moving parts back there over the course of the season. How do you feel right now about the continuity, about where you guys are as a secondary, about where you guys are as a group of defensive backs?
I feel we're good, man. Just a bunch of young guys in there that's ready to make plays and, you know, just help win the team, help win the game, whatever game we have. Just a bunch of guys have some confidence and just love to play football and learning the same things at the same time. So it's not like, you know, one guy's out and now it's, you know, all mayhem. Everybody's learning the same thing. So when one guy goes back in, you know, it's no problems.
How has Aqib allowed you to, or has he allowed you to do some things that maybe a little bit differently than you guys were doing before? Are you guys doing anything differently now than you were before when – Before he got here.
Everything's the same, man. But, I mean, we always have something different. You never know what we're going to do. So, I mean, everything's the same, man. We just have a good corner out there just, you know, playing ball.
How shocked were you guys walking into that halftime there of San Francisco, and they sort of jumped all over you? It seemed like you guys just weren't playing your style of football there in their first half. What was that locker room like?
I mean, we're over that, but we just got this. It's a whole new game in the second half. You know, just got to come out 0-0 and just play some football.
Was that sort of, I know you talk about a test and a big game against a team, an NFC opponent that a lot of people look at as one of the Super Bowl favorites as well as yourselves. Was that something that maybe you, their physical style of play, the way they attacked you from Kaepernick, maybe throwing the ball, maybe a little bit more than you thought, maybe they thought it would be more Frank Gore? Did they surprise you in anything?
No, I mean, they just make a couple big plays. You know, just got to limit those big plays and it'll be a closer game. But, I mean, we're over that now, man. We're on to Jacksonville.
You are on to Jacksonville. I don't know if you knew this now, but they're pulling a couple tarps there because expecting a big following from the Patriots. They don't get many fans down there, Patrick.
Yeah.
So they're excited about it. And I can tell.
Yeah, we're excited too.
I know you're excited. Listen, man, we appreciate the time you spent with us, and good luck this Sunday, and we'll talk to you. Have a safe and happy holiday season as well.
Yes, sir. You guys too, man. I'll see you.
Take care, Patrick.
All right, that's Patrick Chung.